It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis answered Coloradans' questions on COVID-19 Tuesday during a virtual town hall. A resident in Parker asked if the state has enough ventilators. Polis says the spread of the virus has slowed, and he thinks Colorado has ventilators for those who need them.
If tomorrow people started going around like they did in January, February before this went in, there would obviously be a shortage. But right now, early data shows Coloradans are doing the right thing. Individuals are making the right choices. They're staying home.
An aerospace and industrial manufacturer based in Fort Collins is working with Colorado State University to produce more ventilators for the state. Colorado's restaurants have been hit hard by measures meant to curb the spread of coronavirus. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Colorado Restaurant Association says more than 150,000 jobs were cut in the first 3 weeks of March. About three-quarters of the state's restaurant operators laid off employees and cut hours. The industry lost about $465 million in sales in March, and takeout and delivery won't be enough for many to keep paying the bills. So far, just 2% of restaurants in the state have shut down for good, but many more told the association they are considering permanently closing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver's landmark Brown Palace Hotel is closed for the first time since it opened in 1892. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The Great Depression, the so-called Spanish flu, neither could shut the Brown Palace's doors. But COVID-19 did just that on Tuesday. The Regal Hotel had operated continuously for 128 years. Guests essentially stopped booking rooms, manager Nick Muschietti says. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic has made traveling and socializing dangerous, causing the Brown Palace's owners, Crescent Real Estate, to temporarily stop renting rooms. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The Brown Palace aims to reopen by June. This is CPR News.